In the back of the stage, the guitarist is warming up. There was a cacophony. 10,000 amateurish guitarists all converged on the stadium. Somebody's idea of a Guinness World Records was to collect all these amateurish acoustic guitarists and perform the world's longest and loudest rendition of Kumbaya on guitar. The thing is, nobody knew the chords. They all knew the words. Pretty soon, the organizers decided instead of Kumbaya, they would have to play something a little bit more of the chords. So they decided to play the song, also written by the same dude who wrote Kumbaya. It's called Kumbayuk. Sounds a little something like this. Kumbaya. Don't need no religion to give. Kumbay blah blah. I don't need no religion, dear. When I die, I'll turn into a puddle of bloody goo. When I die, I'll turn into a vapor, like a pile of doggy poo. Kumbaya, don't believe in no reincarnation. Kumbaya, don't bother giving my grave a carnation. I don't know what will happen when I die. Will I just decompose or go into a place in the sky? Kumbaya! This song sucks. Kumbaya! This song sucks. So the guitarists, they were supposed to learn those words, but a lot of them didn't like the idea of doggy doo-doo in the Guinness Book of World Records next to their name. So one of the guitarists, mind you, one of about 11,000 that showed up, shouted really loud to everybody, "Free food!" Being sheep-like in their mentality, half-stone, the remaining 10,999 guitarists all yelled back, "Free food!" So that is what they ended up playing that day. 11,000 guitarists, Guinness Book of World Records, played Free Bird for 35 hours. I know, you don't want me to break into Free Bird. I'm sorry, I wasn't one of those guitarists. Well, they were all bleeding away in their ridiculous cliche vocals, strumming cacophonically to the knaf-naf lack of black feet. I was miles away on a sailboat, heading down to the Caribbean island of Santa Travis. When I got there, I was greeted by some natives who had their ukuleles out, and they began to shout, "Play us a song, boy, or we will eat you. Play us a song, you white dude. We are the cannibals." So I had to think fast, and I pulled out a verse. But I thought it might be a little perverse. That's okay, I proceeded to play. Didn't want to end up in a hearse, so I played Kumbaya. This song sucks. Kumbaya, Kumbaya, Kumbaya. This song sucks. The natives, like the Ewoks in that third Star Wars movie, thought I was like some sort of god. They were so impressed with my guitar playing that they put me on a chair made of bamboo and coconut shells, carried me to their village, sat me next to the fire, and asked me to play this glorious tune for the other people in their little tribe. They gave me some coconut milk that had fermented. It was just a matter of minutes before I felt demented. Unfortunately, my playing had cemented. I could play Kumbaya with my eyes closed. So I began to play Kumbaya. This song says Kumbaya. End up in the belly of some native schmutz. Kumbaya, I know this song sucks. Kumbaya, well, I am in luck. Because at that point I saw an airplane in the sky. He had pontoons on the bottom. Pulled out my cell phone and I dialed the phone number for the airplane. Don't ask me how. It's just a story. Let's just say I happen to remember the phone number of an airplane falling through the sky. Falling, did I say falling? Yes, he was falling, and that is the end of the airplane. He fell into the water, and the natives chased after him in their canoes. Meanwhile, I decided to slip out of their village back towards my jet, private jet. Never mind the fact that I had arrived in a boat. I wanted to go in my